What it is your boy, your boy, Mike. Coming at you again with this wild Cliff Notes for the Bible for a real nigga in a GG, hey, not in a GG, idiot. I started off like that because in this chapter we're going to hear about some N-I-G-G-E-R. That's what I don't think I spelled it right the first time, but I corrected it. Damn it. N-I-G-G-E-R. You feel me? S. Because it's going to be some plural. It's going to be plural, so it'll be more than one. But, you know, well, we're going to get into it when, you know, we get into it. 12 to 30 flow is the chapter that we're working on as well. I appreciate y'all for being here. I'm happy that. Got your ears open and about to get it started. You did. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me and my listeners, my niggas, my listeners, all of that, for being here today, oh Lord. You know what I'm saying? Cover and keep us with your blood and angels from danger seen and unseen, Lord. A special request prayer for this one, oh Lord. I really am going to get into talking a little bit about Christian makeup and the church makeup, because it is a double standard within this chapter 34 that I really think that needs to be acknowledged, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like it's some of the same stuff that kind of goes on today within the church house, within people who claim to be somebody who really follows you. Like, this chapter kind of like, you know, it helps out break down some of the things that shouldn't be done just because you God's people are God, you have favor on God, from God, like you do. Word my mouth, help me humbly. I come to you to help word my mouth, Lord. I see the devil trying to get started on me, trying to fumble with my words and everything like that, but to you be the glory through the fumbling process, through the fluent process. Let your glory be manifested within it, Lord. And help this encourage people to pick up that book. May the stories be vivid, Lord, and be understood, Lord. I really don't want to cause more confusion. I actually want to break stuff down and make it make more sense, oh Lord. In you, Lord, to you be the glory. All the glory and honor shall be thine. Praises have been, will be, and right now is forever yours. These have been more blessings in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Alrighty. We're about to start wowing with chapter 34. Ooh, buddy, I don't know if some, you know, if anybody who, you know, take the time to listen to this, who maybe, you know, Christian background, may a church background, may, I hope I do not offend you with what is about to go down with this chapter right here, because we about to talk about some trail shit, man, and that trail shit is like a double standard thing, you know. A lot of people of God feel like they can get away with bullshit because they feel, not because it is, because they feel some bullshit is happening to them. You dig? And when you're following God, two wrongs don't make a right, man. You know what I'm saying? It don't. And in the course of trying to make yourself feel better, you could do more and more wrong and fall off further and further away from God. Which I feel like in this chapter right here, the moves that's getting made, it really kind of like set some shit back, you know what I'm saying? Showing that the family still had more room to grow spiritually, you know? And I just want to say, you know, kind of doing this one a little bit earlier than I normally do it, you did. So, if you hear any rain, because it's supposed to rain today, I'm hoping, you know, when it start raining, I might start picking up my voice and talking a little bit louder, just so you can be able to hear through all the distractions and everything, because with me, this is like a put on my heart thing. Like I say, I run and gun this. No script, straight freestyle, you know what I'm saying? And God has been blessing me the world, you know. Been fortunate enough to do it in just one take, you know what I'm saying? And we got a dog next door, neighbor. And like I said, I'm doing this a little early. And he a little sensitive ass dog that park at a lot of shit. So if you hear, just be mindful. It's on my end and not your end. You dig? Yeah. Shout out to Westside for this green, man. He ain't gave me some nice little shit right here. So this should be a good little session, my G. All right, chapter 34. I want to say chapter 34 is like a continuance from chapter 33. Because chapter 33, Jacob met Esau. Everything turned out good. But like Jacob said, he wanted to kind of move at a slower pace to get to Seir. So, you know, he kind of dwelled in a place called Sichem, you know what I'm saying? And 34 picks up with his daughter, the daughter Dana, you know what I'm saying, that he had. Dana was his seventh child with Leah, okay? The last child, I want to say, baby girl, okay? So she got six older fucking brothers that just, like, full bloodline with her, you know what I'm saying? It's important to know this because two of those brothers are going to show themselves in this a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So, it starts out by saying that Dana goes to kick it with the daughters of the land, okay? She done found us some friends, basically, over here in this land of Sichem, some homegirls, because she grew up around nothing but fucking boys, you know what I'm saying? So she found some homegirls that she kick it with, cuz. So she kicking it with them. And, you know, they ended up, you know, running into the prince of the city, you know, the son of the king, okay? The son of the king took a real, real strong liking to Dana. All right, now, the way that the Bible explains it and the reaction that they get from it, excuse me, shows me the type of, that's why I say the church. And I say, you know, because like I say, the house of Israel, we getting into it now. This is where a lot of people want to refer back to the Israelites in Israel. Okay, so when they say Israelites, they're just simply talking about Jacob's children and the children that came from Jacob. On that, you know, lineage. You know what I'm saying? When they talk about Israel. You feel me? So, when it comes to the church, sometimes the church can be very double standard. They can be very hypocritical. And they can be very touchy-feely, you know. Like I say, the rule sets that we will come across in when we get into Moses' story in Exodus. It's kind of like when the commandments are, like, put in stone. It's kind of like being written down. But before then, I think the Ten Commandments didn't just start in Exodus. It started the time that Abram journeyed with God. You know, like the rule sets of what I want you to live by been there. And, you know, I really think they didn't represent God well on this. Okay, let's go on. Because, you know, I got to get y'all the story. I'm looking ahead. But telling you, okay, look, okay, so she met the prince, you know what I'm saying? Now, in our time frame now, fucking on the first night, you know, something like that, it's not as big of a deal as it was back then, you know what I'm saying? Okay, but it is in this particular one, okay, and I like this chapter in the sense of wanting to break down, you know what I'm saying, sexual intercourse to a degree. You feel me? Like, making love and fucking lustfully is two different things. You can fucking love and you can fuck, you know, lustfully. You know what I'm saying? Lust is a very shallow feeling. It's a shallow form of love. It's like puppy shit. You know what I'm saying? You could, when you have, to my G's, you know what I'm saying? Real nigga. Have you ever fucked a female, and once you fucked a female, like, the whole thrill was gone? Like for real, literally, you got an epiphany after you bust that nut, like, this ain't where I need to be at. You know, that to me, that's kind of a lustful thing, because the feelings that drew you so much to want to fuck that girl, you know what I'm saying, wasn't enough for you to hang around this girl like that. However, they have been time frames where you done got a hold to some pussy and like, oh, I might want to hang around this one, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's bigger than pussy, you feel me? If you hanging around a female just strictly off pussy, you might be a weak-minded ass nigga and she might be playing your ass. But if you see the whole character of the female and the pussy, right? Oh my God, like that's like a beautiful thing when it's all together like that, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like Dana, you know, she is her mama child, and one thing we know about mama, her mama got some fertile pussy. It's fertile. It'll get you some kids, you know what I'm saying? And she done talked Joseph out of like 7 fucking kids, you know what I'm saying? Not Jacob. Oh, no. Especially not Joseph. Joseph ain't even old enough to do this shit now. Jacob. Israel. 7 kids. She has to have some type of mouthpiece or some type of nice sex game to be the one that's getting the most kids out of this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think Leah might have been tender-eyed, you know, but I think the tender-eyed stuff got made up with her personality. I think she had, like, a very, like, bubbly personality. Had to have, like, a super personality and just a cool-ass person because Seekum, I think that's the name of the prince. And his dad named Hagar or something like that. Don't give me the line about his dad. Seekum is the main person off of this, okay? And it's going to say later, okay, that the prince of this city is basically the trillest person in the city, cuz he going to be the most realest that you find in that city right there. And he loves Dana. They fuck. They did. They fuck, okay? But nevertheless, he loved her. Like, for a nigga to go to her daddy and basically tell him, I'll give you whatever, you know? All right, but so they fuck. You know what I'm saying? Word got around to Jacob that, you know, his daughter got fucked by an uncertain, because this is what the sons, all right? Jacob, Israel, and Leah's sons, I think they are the ones who feeling most heated about it. And if we could really look at family line, and this is something that goes on, especially in, I grew up in Birmingham in the hood, like, so it's more black community type thing growing up, you feel me? And one thing I can honestly say I didn't do, but I can honestly say some of my partners did, and I told them about it, and I still feel the same way. I just don't feel it's right, you know what I'm saying? And a nigga can feel however the fuck he want to feel about it, you know? You got your feelings just like I got mine, you dig? So it's our ball. We can, you know what I'm saying, agree to disagree. But you know what I'm saying? Like, for a nigga who go out there and fuck different girls, not really caring about what their brother or their father may think, you know what I'm saying? You can't be the sensitive one when your sister get fucked, cuz that's just real. And you could take it, like I say, you could take this shit however you want to take it. We can agree to disagree. But the fact still remains in my heart, I feel that's wrong. Just going with the line of God's word. I mean, I have a saying that I've been doing. I ain't gonna lie, I've been doing this shit ever since I was a teenager, but it never really clicked how tight it was for me and how much I do it until, like, I got older. It became so much of a saying for me that it became like a second nature habit. And it is, what I tell people is, either treat me how you want to be treated, or I'm gonna treat you how you treat me. You know what I'm saying? Don't come at me sideways if I can't come at you sideways and you feel some type of way about it. You know what I'm saying? Now, especially Leah boys, like Simeon, Levi, Judah, motherfucking Reuben. Them niggas right there, all y'all niggas some hoe, cuz. Y'all show, I'm not even saying it's just off of nothing but what I've read. I've read it, bro. I went trapped as a head, you know what I'm saying? And trust me, these niggas show that they hoes, and these niggas show that tender dick. They mama might be tender-eyed, but y'all show that y'all some tender-ass dick niggas, and y'all don't be disciplined enough to be able to throw your weight around like later. Man, hold on, man. I'm sorry. I'm talking about, like I say, this chapter is kind of an emotional-filled chapter for me as a believer in God and trying your best to do the rules. You know what I'm saying? It's not about being perfect. It's not about getting all the rules down, packed out. Because when you walk, if you walk in him, it's just like shooting, man. When you get out there and you first shoot basketball, never shot a basketball before, I don't care how much of a natural you are, you're going to have to work. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you that when you first start out shooting and you shoot for 3 years, your shot is going to be way more ready in them 3 years than it was when you first started. You feel me? Like, you gradually practice something, you get better at it. You know what I'm saying? And they are the ones who are the house, the family that God said all other families will be blessed off of. So they're getting the word of God, the experience of God, the comfort of God, the knowing of God like no other family in the world. You feel me? So there is no reason sometimes for them to me, if you are taking it in, to really act like they be acting. But at the same time, they show, just because a person goes to church faithfully and do this and they seem like the prototypical family to look as a family working in God, they got their faults and their flaws too. And they fucked up just as some of these people that you feel are broken. You dig? So, all right. Jacob find out about it. Israel find out about it. Heard word. But these niggas so trill. Seek him. I'm gonna say seek him. Start with an S. He go to Pops and he was like, man, I want a wife, Dana. Like, this, that's what makes this story to me. Like, if this nigga was on some like, oh, he fucked her, oh, I don't know who she is, I ain't never touched her, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Treat her like Chad. Oh, she's supposed to be like a Christian. Oh, she a hoe. You know what I'm saying? This hoe right here, boy, she gave that shit on the first night. She know God. Fuck, she know God. She gave me the pussy on the first night. She must not like that nigga too much if that's what they taught her. And, you know, he wasn't even on no shit like that. If he was on some shit like that, I can understand niggas being mad. I could. You just defiled my sister, cuz. I can understand. Because I have a sister. And believe me, my sister knows. Call your brother. I almost did it. I almost got my name before time. I almost did it. But, you know, I'm still on point. You feel me? Like, don't call your brother. Please don't call your brother. Unless you really want me to come out there. Because if I come out that way, and you tell me it ain't as big as it, you know what I'm saying? It ain't that big of a deal. And I done made it all that way. I'm tearing up something, cuz. I'm fucking up something. Somewhere. I'm telling you. Everybody better walk on eggshells from me going from wherever I was back to the house. Cuz the next person that just steps out of line, because the energy for me is there. And I'm telling you. And my sister knows. She know. I'm not gonna call my brother unless I really need to call my brother. Cuz my brother ain't got all the screws in his head. But when he coming, he coming. And there's no question. And I don't care if it's one person or 50 people. Guess what? I still like my chance. I don't give a fuck. Because I'm coming, bro. Just know that. But it's got to be a situation. I tell her, if it's a situation that I get there and I see that it ain't what you telling me it out to be, it's not life-threatening. It's not. And if you had a hand in the shit, I'm a real nigga, man. I will. You know what I'm saying? I tell my sister, like, man, it look like a piece of that was on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you didn't, what did you say to get him to this point? Okay, why did you feel like you could ride? I mean, and some people feel I'm wrong. You shouldn't. No, I'm telling you, I'm crazy, cuz. Don't bring me out that way unless you're ready for me to act crazy. I'm telling you, that's just real, man. And but me and my sister tight bond growing up, so you know what I'm saying. Believe me, she understood, and she never really hollered at me unless she needed me. But most of the time, when she told her how crazy her brother was, and she'd be serious when she said it. No smiles, no joking, no laughing. Like, no, my brother really is crazy, and he would tear up anything, and he'll fuck up anybody. Like, and then just go back to doing normal stuff. That should let you know she's not playing. He's that fucking crazy. I would rather keep him cool than to get him heated. But if you really want him to go there, all it is a phone call away, because that's real, you know what I'm saying? But in that type of situation, I could see that. But if somebody does that to my sister, and you know, they have, because it takes two, cuz, you know what I'm saying? They coming at this nigga like he raped her. You know what I'm saying? It take two. She had to have feelings for this nigga to open her legs up like that, cuz. So, you really got to assess the whole story, but these niggas be on so much. And you want to know, it's just like, this is kind of like one of the first situations where I'm reading where it's kind of like, it's segregation involved. It's kind of like, not segregation, prejudice. It's some real prejudice type shit, you know what I'm saying, going on right here in this picture. Because the main reason why they're upset is because the nigga was uncircumcised. Fucking serious? This nigga got a turtleneck, and that's the only reason. He's filthy. He has a That was a covenant between Abraham and God as a point of saying that we got a bond, bro. And in this bond, man, I want you to do this for me, man. In no way, shape, or form does it mean that people outside of that bond is like, oh, y'all fit these people on the place. Why? Because you got a turtleneck on your dick, nigga. No, motherfucker, no. This is what the physical thing that they stuck on. Not his spirit, because he comes to him. He talked to Pop and be like, Pop, man, I want to marry her, man. Like, for real. I don't care what we got to do, man. I want to marry her, Pop. Like, we're probably going to have to go see Israel, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to go talk to him and make sure everything's straight, you know? Like, I don't care what we got to do, Pops, for real, man. I want her to, I love this girl, man. It's so much bigger than just, you know what I'm saying, sex with her. Like, we really, like, kick it, man. Like, we up all type of hours at the night just talking. We can go all around the city, man. I'm thinking about her when I'm not around. Like, this motherfucker was really in love with this girl, dog. That's why, whether it be 3 to 10 years down the line where you meet somebody and you love them and y'all finally connect and y'all get married and you had sex and everything go well, it's the first night that you meet this person and you connect like that and you truly, truly love this person. It can happen, man. I don't care what nobody say. You can fall in love at first sight, bro. You just got to really know what you're looking for if you want to do that, though. You can't fall in love on first sight if, one, you don't know what the fuck you're looking for, and, two, just on some real shit and just on some life learning tips that I've taken. Pray for the one you're looking for. Also pray to be prepared for it, because it does you no good, even if you know what you're looking for and you're not prepared for it, because that still might not work for you. So make sure when you ask God to send you the right person, Lord, let me be prepared for her and let her be prepared for me. You know what I'm saying? In Jesus' name, amen. You know, but he was willing. He went there and they went there. You know what I'm saying? And they already heard the news or whatnot, and the sons were out in the field when Sechem and his dad had went to Jacob to go holler at him about, you know what I'm saying? And Jacob was mad. Jacob was mad too, you know what I'm saying, about the shit, because, you know, that was his daughter, you know, she wasn't married. He one of the Canaanites, you know what I'm saying? So I'm guessing they feeling the same way about the daughters as they is about the son, you know, because Israel himself went out of Canaan to find a wife, you know what I'm saying? So for their daughters to be a wife of somebody in Canaan, it's kind of like the same effect of having a daughter that's a Canaanite, you know. They feel like it's going to be hell, it's going to be fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Plus, this nigga uncircumcised. This nigga, the only people at that time who know about circumcision was the family of God at that time. So, I mean, everybody else was circumcised. I mean, uncircumcised, I mean. But he came with an open heart, and he really loved her, and he really wanted to be with her. And he went to talk to Israel about it. And Israel was like, you know what I'm saying? That this, you know, being that you're uncircumcised, man, you got a turn on that, you know what I'm saying? You know how much shit get caught in it? I'm just wondering, do y'all know how much bacteria and nasty shit get caught up in that list? I'm just saying, it's a lot of shit caught in that skin. But, you know, being that you did that, you know what I'm saying? It kind of like, you know, that was one of the little things that we had going with God, you know what I'm saying? That you kind of just broke that shit, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of fucked up. He ain't come ask us about, you know what I'm saying? You went to get the pussy first, and then you asked for my daughter's hand in marriage. And, you know, I feel some type of way about that, you know what I'm saying? But, and, you know, the sons came coming in the room, and they want to listen and shit like that. And they was telling, you know, we don't feel right about that shit. And Seacom was like, man, look, y'all, I know, man, I know. I couldn't contain myself because I really do love your daughter, man. Really do love your sister. I really want to be with her, man. Like, you can ask me anything. It don't matter what the fuck you ask. I'm going to make sure my daddy get it to you. It don't matter what you ask me. You can ask for anything. It's nothing that you can't ask for me. Just let me have a hand in marriage, please. Let me wife her. Let me do it right. You know what I'm saying? I come to you because I want to do it right. I don't want to do it wrong. I really, really love this girl, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I bet you'll probably Levi and Simeon. They're going, hey, pause. Let me holler at you for a sec. What's up? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? Because they probably saw Israel like, you know, he did come to me. He did say, you know, he want a wife, you know what I'm saying? And that's respectable. That's got to be pretty respectable. So Simeon and Levi had him. Hey, Pops, come here. Hey, let's just do it like this. You know what I'm saying? If he really, really want to marry Daniel, tell him and all this city, they got to get circumcised, man. It's like only right. You know what I'm saying? That's what it said in the God. That what Abraham told us. God said, right? If anybody want to be a part of our family, they must be circumcised too. If not, they're going to get cut off. I mean, let's go and get them circumcised. You feel me? He was like, you know what? That ain't a bad idea at all. I'm gonna go talk to him. But Levi and Simeon sitting back like, hey, you know them niggas get so on the third day. So like a motherfucker. Man, they is not finna treat our sister like no hoe and get away with that shit, nigga. Hell no, boy. I promise you, on that third day, man, me and you, dog, we gonna go through and kill all that ass, dog, for real. We gonna tell Pops, though. Can't tell Pops. Cause Pop gonna try to stop us. He gonna tell her that we doing something wrong. But they made our sister a hoe, bro. They fucked him with an uncircumcised dick. You know how nasty this shit. He can't live after that shit, but hey, we gotta keep it cool. Gotta keep it cool while they here. Okay. Yeah. Fuck boys. Levi, Simeon. Right here at this moment, you might grow up and you might get better and you might live right in God and live it. But right now, at this moment, I call shit out to what it is. Fuck boy moment. Y'all gonna do some fuck boy shit and it ain't no way around it. Y'all pussy. If y'all gonna go at somebody when they ready head up. Don't wait till them niggas, you know what I'm saying, down on their luck. When them niggas ain't did shit to you. And he trying to do the shit, trying to go about it right. But niggas can't let shit go. You feel me? How are you supposed to be the family that all other families supposed to know God about? But you can't let shit go. I'm not letting that ride then. That's wrong. And anybody who feel like this mentality is good, you gonna get fucked up on it as well, cause I know they got their whoopings for it. God don't play. You don't play. Don't think you get away with shit. You might still live, but you ain't getting away with shit. He know how to punish you and still give you life. That's what makes him so great. The ultimate punishment that any man could give another man is killing him. Can you really say he learned something then? I'm not sure. Maybe the people around him learned something. But I don't think he'll be able to show you if he learned that lesson or not if you kill him. But, you know, anyway, Pops go back and talk to him like, you know, if you really, really want to marry our daughter, and you want us to, you know, marry your daughter, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be circumcised. It's kind of within the rule set of how our God has us, you know what I'm saying? That anybody who did, you don't have to be like family for this, but when you do it, you become our family. We all gonna be one. And we could trade together and chill out together and all that, man. But, it's a process, you know, it's just certain things we got to do and rule set. And if you feel like you can do that, or you can get your whole city to do that, we can talk about it then. Seekum was like, bet, I'll go talk to him tomorrow. I can go talk to him today, you know, shit. Go talk to him, you know what I'm saying? So he went and got all the men of the city up. And told him, hear ye, motherfucker. Hear ye. We have a very special visitor and guest in our land, man, that we really, really would like to allow him to stay in this land, man. You see all the cattle and the sheep and everything he had. The boy got a lot, man. And if we're talking about Israel and his family, you know, and we could take their daughters to wife, and they could take our daughters to wife, and they can trade freely in the land and let us commune with them, and they commune with us and let them chill out here. Treat them like family. The only thing is, for it to be a whole full circle family situation for us, we all got to get circumcised. Circumcised. Certain eyes. You know, it's something, maybe got something to do with the eyes. Circumcised, all right. It's a process that, you know, all of us got a dick, okay, and you notice how we had that extra skin like on that shit? Yeah, we gotta get that shit cut, you know what I'm saying? What fucking with my dick? Come on, dog, look at the cattle and shit, look at the cow, look at the women, you know what I'm saying? Look what they, they do got a lot of, man, they shit, man, look what I done seen some of they goats do, bro. They do tricks and everything. They so disciplined and well, but hey, hell yeah, I want me one. Hell yeah, like, okay, but I gotta cut the skin off my dick, though. Damn. Yeah, man, we gotta do it, man. We gotta do it, but it's good for it, man. It'll be good for us because their God, look at all these sheep and shit. We get to share that connection with their God like they got, man. It's just one family, and they got more sheep and oxen than our whole motherfucking city. You know what I'm saying? So this is like a good move for everybody. So, you know, men of the city agree, you know what I'm saying, and they circumcise themselves. So I imagine they must have went through with the marriage and everything, because Levi and Simeon, you know, I was doing a little plot thing because in the chapter, this is kind of like after they say that, this is where Levi and Simeon on the third day when they knew they were sore, goes into the city and start killing everybody. You know, killing all the men of the city, you know. And when they started doing that, they saying they went and got Dana. So I'm thinking the marriage must have took place for them first 2 days. It seemed like it was all good. Dana was chilling with Seekum and they all in love and shit. And on that third day, you know, Seekum had to get some rest because, you know, and they probably weren't fucking at the time because, you know, the circumcision type shit. I think you need like 3 days for it to get over everything. So, you know, they chilling and they in love with each other and everything. Just chilling, be like, I can't wait for when you, you know, when the swelling go down and everything from the circumcision, yeah, I'm gonna fuck the shit out you, Seekum. Ooh, I'm gonna suck that dick so motherfucking long. Gotta sink hard, but say, ooh, please don't do that, baby. When you do that, when you make my dick hard, that shit hurt, man. I'm sorry. I love shit. Ooh, that shit make my dick hurt. Don't do that, because you know my dick get hard when you start talking like that. You know what I'm saying? On that third day, like I said, Simeon and Levi got their swords together. Swords are off, you know what I'm saying? They were finna go get everybody, you know? They ain't finna make a hole out of our sister in their mind, you know what I'm saying? So they killed all the men in the city. took all their sheep and their oxen, took their women and their children, you know what I'm saying? They dipped out. Israel was not happy at all about that decision that they made, you know what I'm saying? He was fucking mad about that shit, dog. He was telling them, now you didn't put a bullseye on my back. We still in the Canaanite land and the Perizzite land, you dumb motherfuckers. And now they gonna have a reason to kill me and my whole motherfucking family. The family that God promised would be the family to change our families. It's gonna die in this land from the dumb decision that you fucking made. The man came to us. He came to us. I know it started off wrong, but you know our God. Our God is a forgiving God. I didn't start off right. Hell, I motherfucking tricked my brother so I could get this. I went through what I went through for it too. But at the same breath, if I wouldn't have been able to get grace at that time frame, how would I have gotten to this time frame? And you took that moment away from them and made me a wanted man on some shit that I ain't even fucking do. Yeah, so I imagine he was pretty upset at that. So I just gave my version of, you know what I'm saying? That's not what it's saying about. But he did say he wasn't happy with them, man. They put a bullseye on that family back with the whole nation that they was got to, you know, this is supposed to be the place we supposed to be taking over and God giving to us. Not taking over, God giving to us. Because God said he was going to give it to them. Thank you, Lord. Let me correct it up. You said you were going to give it to them. So when you give it to them, it's not always by the strength of the hands of the people. And you show that. It's not always by the strength of their hands that the land come to them. You do amazing things in that process to make sure that they get this land. So, yeah. They just, you know, they fuck some shit up. Being sensitive. You know what I'm saying? Knowing good and goddamn, man, forgive me, Lord. Knowing good and well, you know what I'm saying? Shit. For real, man, you've been taught better. Simeon, Levi, I don't give a fuck. You have been taught better than what you did, dog. But this ain't the first whole shit y'all do, so I mean, you know what I'm saying? Kind of is what it does. This is one of the stories I encourage you not to follow their footsteps, because them being righteous men of God, that's by grace. That's by the grace of God. It's not by their walk that they're men of God. It's by the grace of God of being chosen to be that family. You know what I'm saying? So you had no right to pull the stunt that you pulled, bro. And if you real, I mean, and you, that's like a semi-soldier to me. That's not really a soldier to me. Because if you real, you get your way to that fourth day that everybody got their strength back up. And if you really don't want to be on some G shit and kill everybody, make the competition fun. I mean, you killing motherfuckers who are already fucked up, man. That's like, it's no fun to a real nigga. I don't know, man. It maybe it's just me. It ain't no fun if, you know what I'm saying, I want to get you at your best. Like, in playing, I look at fights sometimes, kind of like playing sports. You know, in playing sports, I really want to, like in basketball, I really want to play you at your best. I don't want to hear no excuses when I beat your ass. Like, for real, I don't, you know what I'm saying? And pretty nice that. I know that's pretty tough talk for a game that, you know, I'm not no pro athlete or no shit like that. But I'm pretty nice at it, and I'm pretty confident in it, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't trying to get you have bread. I'm trying to get you on your game. So when you catch all this, you know I'm better. Nickel. And sometimes in fighting, I feel that way. I don't want to fight nobody with no handicap. You know what I'm saying? I don't even feel like that's a dub for me. You did? Y'all pussy ass niggas think this is a dub for y'all, because after y'all dad and told y'all this, y'all like, still though, dad, we ain't finna let nobody treat our sister like a hoe. But your sister happy. Your sister didn't look at one time like she, in this story, that she was being held hostage. Like, no, daddy, I don't want to go with him. Please don't marry me off to him. This motherfucker was ready to go. So, I mean, this fatherfucker was ready to go. Shit. So, I mean, like, you had no right, bro. You didn't. You know what I'm saying? And that's wrong. I don't give a fuck how righteous a person is on some shit like that. Righteousness in the works, you feel me? What you do makes you a righteous way, you know what I'm saying? Your actions, they speak louder than words, cause your words were false. Y'all took, I can believe, and it don't say it in there, but this some personal perception shit. I can believe that Simeon and Levi kind of used the whole little circumcision thing to kind of like get pops to say it so they could go ahead and murk dad, you know. I won't take away from being smart. It was a very smart idea, but it's still pussy. Okay, you look at it, you still pussy for it. And it ain't no respect on no soldier shit for murking somebody who you knew would be sore and fucked up because they fucked your sister. Two-way street, she opened her legs. And she didn't say she was getting raped. She didn't say they forced a dick in her, nothing like that. She was probably happy and chilling and couldn't believe that these niggas killed her motherfucking husband like that. You know what I'm saying? Fucking hurt over some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? So probably telling them, he got himself circumcised for y'all. I can't believe y'all did that. Hate y'all. But they were so gung-ho on, like, this is like a true double standard to me. Because you do your sister like that. But we gonna show y'all later on down the line, man. These niggas are hoes, dog. These niggas are hoes. So, like, I've never respected the brother that can go out there and be a hoe and fuck all these different girls. But then the moment somebody fucks your sister and she didn't say it was rape and she didn't say it was forced, you know what I'm saying? And, like, me, I grew up with my sister. I know my sister, man. Like, I could tell even in the face, but in all honesty, she know me, too. So, what I know of her, she know of me. Like, we could tell each other facial expression, tell somebody right. So, if she telling me, you know what I'm saying, she fucking with somebody and she just give me certain looks, I can tell the shit ain't right. You feel me? But you go out there and you fuck with somebody and she's fucking with somebody, but she likes this person. She loves this person. But you feeling like you're God of her life. This is a point where I feel like they trying to play God of her life. And that's fucking wrong, cuz. I don't care how you tangle it or twist it. You don't own her life. If she was willing to go that route, and y'all, they were actually willing. Like I said, it's saying in the book that Sheikum was the realest person in this whole house. So he went by it the right way. And y'all niggas played him to the left. Y'all niggas fired for that shit, cuz. I don't care how you change a little twist. This is Cliff Notes for the Bible, bro. And it's not always going to be the prettiest shit. And it's not Cliff Notes to be like, you know what I'm saying, to everything in there should be glorified so highly because it's the Bible. Nah, it's some fuckboy shit that happened in that hole. And them steps that are being made are steps that I really think people should be cautious on making. And shouldn't repeat those steps. And this is one that I really don't think should be repeated. But this is chapter 34. In a nutshell, 34? Is it 34 or 33? Damn. Yeah, 34. Yeah, damn. My bad. 34 in a nutshell. I love y'all. Hope y'all enjoy, man. May God bless anybody who's reading it, you know what I'm saying? And may God bless the listeners, you know, that hear this word. You feel me? May he bless your life and open you up for more opportunities for blessings. And we'll be at 35, 15 more chapters left. I want to say something real quick before I get off. My bad. Before I get off, real quick, to all my listeners, man, I appreciate each and every time that y'all listen. I apologize about the commercial. If y'all go work with me on the commercial, because it's kind of like a requirement to have an advertisement. So I got to do my shit, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm going to try to work on it where I can get some quicker ones in there. But thank you for listening. And if y'all make it to chapter 50, I have a surprise for you after chapter 50. Just to let you know, it ain't my damn name, so don't be looking for it. But I will have a surprise that I hope you might like. Chapter 50. You gonna end it like that there? Yeah.